I normally don't do this, but I'm gonna tell you my text before I start reading. I normally try to read and then tell you, but I feel like I'll just tell you right now. And it might not make sense, but if the Lord will let me preach it, it will, and I get through. God has had him in his wings ever since the beginning. You know what it means to be in the wings? Waiting on his time. I want you to pray. 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah. And I got several passages of scriptures I'd like to read, but I don't know where I'll get around to it or not. I'm a poor reader, but this sinus problem, when I get teary-eyed, I can't help it. My nose runs. You just have to pray for it. 53rd chapter of Isaiah, and I want you to listen to the Word of God. If you don't get nothing else, I hope you get the Word. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our face from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. And all we have, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he smitten. And he made his grave with the wicked, and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit found in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He has put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the portion with the strong, because he has poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bore the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Now, wonderful, wonderful scripture that I've read in your hearing this morning, and I want you to pray this morning. As I said, and I've got several scriptures I'd like to go and read this morning. If God be with me and help me this morning, I'd like to read some of them to you. But you just pray for us this morning. And I said in the beginning, God had him in the wings from the very beginning this morning. God knowed exactly what it was going to take, Randy, to redeem mine and your soul this morning. Just as sure as we're here, he knowed what it was going to take. And you might say, well, Jesus Christ wasn't over there in the beginning. Oh, yes, he was. He was right there in the beginning when they created everything. He made it in their likeness. A man, and he was there, and he lesson, he was trained up, if you'll have it, for the job this morning. Thank God he was, because when he took over, praise God, he knowed what he's doing this morning. Just as sure as we're here, he knowed what it was going to cost him, how much he's going to have to suffer. And I read in your hearing some things that he suffered and went through for me and you this morning. Just as sure as we're here this morning. Listen, he said, what man of you would build him a tower when he wouldn't sit down first and count the cost and see if he had enough to finish it? If he didn't, then the people would laugh at him and mock him. But the Bible said he finished the thing. Amen. Listen, he finished what he come to do. Thank God Almighty. Yes, he did. What did he come to do? He come to do the will of his Father. Amen. Listen, under the law, is types and shadows of that to come. And under the law, you can find Christ. Heck, under the law, and all through it, you can see him if you look with a spiritual eye. But the law wasn't sufficient to save mine and your soul. All them bulls and heifers and goats and turtle doves and all of that they offered up under the law, it just kept those until Christ come. Amen. That blood of those animals did not take away their sins and give them a clear conscience. If it had, then Christ died in vain. Yes, sir. He wouldn't have had to come if we'd have had salvation through the law. But the law come to teach me and you of our sins. Amen. And it also taught me and you that there was a Redeemer coming. Amen. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. I don't care how perfect you think you've lived, there's a time in your life when you're going to come to the knowledge of good and evil. Amen. And you're lost. You're cut off. And you need something to get you back into fellowship with your Creator. All those sacrifices under the law just pushed their sins forward from one year to the next. Amen. And Christ was right there in them with all the way through with them. Who you think had drunk
the children of Israel drunk water out of in the wilderness. The rock, who you think the rock was, is Christ. Amen. Listen, they had a cloud to lead them by day and a pillar of fire by night, and it did not leave them. It stayed with them night and day. Who was that? It wasn't none other but the Lord. It was prophesied of His coming all through the Old Testament. Let me just read you verse 2. Therefore, the Lord Himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call His name Emmanuel, which is interpreted as God with us. But Isaiah prophesied it. Listen. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Who's He talking about? Talking about the Lord was coming. Amen. And the Lord was going to come down the road that's waiting on Him. Yeah, looking for Him. Some of them was. They was some it wasn't. But there was some that was looking for Him. Amen. Wanting Him to come because they know they needed something else. Time after time after time through the Scriptures, you'll find where it was talking about the Lord prophesied His coming. And in God's own sundry time, that means God's own good time, He brought forth His Son, born of a virgin just like Isaiah said He'd be. Amen. Amen. And there was news come. Yeah. Let me just read it, if I can find it right quick. Yeah. News come of His birth. Yeah. And an angel said, behold, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Yeah. Hey, she give him, told him He's coming. He's born. Listen, what happened? I'm going to tell you what happened. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying the church, praise God, was given God glory for exceeding His Son. Yes, amen. Yet He hadn't got here till this time. Thousands of years had passed. They was looking for Him. Waiting on Him. And I saw in the right hand Him that sat on the throne a book written within. On the backside seal were seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and look thereon. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book and look thereon. And I wept much, because one had not been found. But God knowed who it was all the time. Said, I wept much because no man was found worthy to open the book, to read the book, neither to look thereon. It was sealed up. It hadn't come to pass yet, boys. It hadn't come. Therefore, it was sealed up. No man could open it. No man could read it and look thereon. We have the Word of God today opened up. The book's been opened up, and we can read it and understand what it's talking about. He is the Word of God. If you'll have it. And it hadn't come yet, but it was coming. And they was rejoicing. The angels and the multitude of the heavenly hosts was praising God, because it come to pass just like it prophesied. Amen. They was a Redeemer coming to save mine and your soul from our sins. The only way that you can be saved is through the name of Jesus Christ. Ain't you glad they found one? God found one. God knowed who it was. Yeah. He didn't have no pleasure in him offering him up them bulls and heifers and go under the law. He didn't have no pleasure in it, Randy. He accepted it, but he didn't have no pleasure. It didn't bring no joy to him, in other words. Amen. But listen, when his son come, he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Yeah. He satisfied God Almighty, amen, when he offered up his soul, an offering for sin. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we turned our back on him and wouldn't have him. And the world's doing it today. Look at it if you don't believe it. The corruptness is in this world. I'll just tell you this, is whether you know it or not, the world hates the church. Yes, they do. Always have, and always will. And if you ain't part of her, the church, you just don't like her. You hate her. Huh? Yes, sir. Paul said, that I do, I hate. That I hate, I do. Talking about the inward and outward man having a battle, fighting with one another. This man here, you're looking at as an enemy to God, and always will be. Not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can be. If you don't believe he won't turn on God Almighty, you just let things go a little rough with him, and a lot of them will turn their backs on him. Amen. It's a fact. Amen. And said, why'd God do me that way? Why is this happening to me? You better be thankful you're still here. God could wipe you off the face of the earth. Praise God that quick. Amen. We ought to be giving God praise for letting us live in this life. Them people's doing all this sinning and stuff that's going on today, I'm not going to get into all that. I don't reckon. Listen, they ought to be thanking God Almighty that he's letting them live for doing any such. We in God's hands. He said, live and we live and die and we die. I'm not my own anymore. I've been bought with a price anyhow, ain't you? I don't know why I got off on that, but it come and I just give to you. Listen. There wasn't no way made for man to get back in fellowship with God Almighty, his creator. He'd been cast out. Same thing happens to me and you when we come to the age of accountability. We know good and evil. Amen. We learn. We know what it is. When something in here in your heart tells you that's wrong and your mind says, oh, go ahead and do it. You've done come to the age of accountability. Amen. Or you realize it or not. Amen. When your heart tells you you ought to get an altar and repent and get saved, you done come, praise God, to the age of accountability knowing good and evil. I don't care what you say. Deny it if you want to. But I'm going to tell you right now, when you lay down on your bed at night, deep down in your heart, you can't deny it. Amen. No, you can't. You can lie about it to yourself if you want to. You can try to get away from it if you want to. You can try to get by and not let nobody else know it but you. It won't work. Matter of fact, it'll just get worse on you. There ain't but one remedy for you this morning. Just hit your knees and beg the Lord to save you. That's all I can tell you. And it'll work. Amen. You can get rid of that guilty conscience. Amen. You can stand before him eye to eye and look him face to face. What? Sure you can. Get in the spirit and see if you can't. Praise God. You like to crucify the flesh. Where you think us get when we get flesh crucified? Where you think he's get when they get up a shouting and can't help it? They done left this walk. They done laid this old man down. Pray God. And they're present with the Lord. Yeah. Care what you say. I don't act this way when I'm in Earl. Y'all know me. But when the Spirit gets a hold of me, I can't help it. I act like a crazy man, I guess you'd say. I can't help it. I'm going to kick and jump and stone, whatever. I feel like I don't even know what I'm doing half time. But listen, I'm going to do whatever I feel like doing. Because I done got Earl out of the way. I don't care what it sounds like, what it looks like. He had no beauty that we desired him, but no beauty about him. He was not no all-star. He was not no musician, I can't even say it. He wasn't no hero. Had no beauty about him. Nothing that me and you desired him about him. Wasn't no movie star. Wasn't famous. What the world's going after today. Every rock group and singing group and every big football player and baseball player and basketball player and everything else in sports, that's who they're following. Shame on them if that's all they got. Praise God, I got something better than that. Amen. I got one, praise God, that wasn't even pretty. He wasn't even worth looking upon, Randy, for his beauty. But thank God it satisfied my soul when I found him. Yeah. Amen. And ain't nobody else ever satisfied it like he does. I don't care how big a sports fan they are, or sports player, or singer, or whatever. They can't make my heart feel like it feels right now. Amen. He's the only one. Amen. You know what happened? Let me just read you verse 2. I can't quote it all. We wept much because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither look thereon. And one of the elders said, Where's our news come from? Through. Where's it come through? I'll tell you exactly where it comes through, who it comes through. It comes through the mother church. That's where we get the good news. The Lord sends it to us, and we deliver it to y'all. Through the mother church, you get the news. One of the elders said, listen, weep not. Behold, the Lion, the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. News they got. Heavenly news. And I beheld, and lo, one in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elder stood a lamb as he had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth unto all the earth. The Lamb of God. Wasn't he a lamb? Went to the slaughter, opened not his mouth. Amen. He was the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. He sure was. And he said, and they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou was slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation. That's what they sung. That's the song they sung. Worthy is the Lamb that come to take away the sins of the world, and we are washed by his blood. Amen. We ought to be thanking God every day for what he done for me and you. Listen, if he hadn't sent his son into this world, we would none of us be going to heaven.
Amen.
Wouldn't be no heaven. Amen. We'll all be in the lake of fire burning for eternity. Yet we find ourselves, we can't even thank him for waking us up in the mornings and blessing us. It's a fact. And has made us unto our God kings and priests. Listen, and we shall reign on the earth. We are kings and priests. He is kings and priests. And we're reigning on earth today with him. And behold, I heard a voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. I don't know how many that is. I can't count that high. But I ain't worried about how many it is. I just know it was the entire church praising God Almighty for what he done, for bringing salvation to me and you. That's what this is doing. Giving him praise and glory. Amen. Yeah. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings. Yeah, worthy is the Lamb. Church, we need to thank God Almighty for sending his son into this world. Die for mine and your sins. I read in Isaiah where he took mine and your sins upon himself, and God offered up his soul an offering for sin. Sure. said it pleased God Almighty to offer up his soul for sin. Please God to offer him up as a sacrifice. Why? Why in the world would it please God Almighty to give his only begotten son? Because God knows it was the only way me and you could be redeemed.
Amen.
Only way God would forgive us of our sins is because of what his son done.
Amen.
It's because of Christ we're saved today and what he done. Amen. When we are lost, we cry out to Christ. Amen. He's the door. He's the mediator. He's the go-between. Amen. And we cry out to him and say, save me, Lord, save me. I'm a sinner. I want to be saved. And he goes, the Lord goes to the Father and says, Father, there's a little boy or girl down there wanting to be saved. I want you to save him. He said, because of what you've done, son, I'll save him. Amen. Now, when we get saved, we can go straight to the Father because we done got access. We can pray straight to him. Enter into the closet, shut the door, and have a little talk with God Almighty, our Heavenly Father. What? Well, sure we can. Christ made it, give us access to him. Made the way. God had him in the wings all under the Old Testament waiting for his day to come. And it come. Yes, it did. And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them heard I saying, blessed and honor and glory and power be unto him that sat upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And it don't stop there. It picks me and you up. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him that liveth forever and ever. Who is that? The entire church. The four beasts, if you'll have it. You may not have it, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. Is the ones that stand between you and death. The preacher man. Not us. We ain't no more than nobody else. But the word that we preach. It's the word of God. That's the four beasts. It covers the entire universe. Four. The number four. Covers the entire thing. If you don't believe it, study on four and see what it means. He said, go ye all the world and preach the gospel to everyone that believeth shall be saved. Ain't that what he said? He called me and you to preach the word, Randy, and y'all other preachers. Unto the lost and dying world, and if they believe it, they shall be saved. And the 24 elders was the 12 under the law and 12 under grace. What? 12 tribes of Israel are the 12 apostles. Makes 24. Any way you want to figure it. And it covers the entire church. 12 is a complete number. It covers it all. It's a judgmental number if you want to know the fact. Listen, but it covers it all. So the 24 elders was the church under the law, church under grace, bound down to God and giving him glory for saving their soul. Where are me and you at today? too ashamed to praise the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, for saving an old wretch like me. Shame on us. He said, we're too shy. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Yeah, in this old fleshly man, we're ashamed a lot of times to say anything and to hold back, and God whoops us for it. And sometimes it helps, sometimes we ignore it and just go get another whooping. But how does it make you feel when you witness to somebody? I'm just going to ask you, how does it make you feel when you witness to somebody and they come up here and get saved? Huh? It's a blessing there that you'll never get to unlock. Amen. I like to preach. I guess you can tell I like to preach. I can't help it. But I'll tell you one thing. I'd rather pray with you in the altar and see you saved than me stand up here and preach. There's just something about it. I don't know, Randy. There's just something about it. I enjoy it. Amen. I enjoy getting in the altar working with people. I do. When the Lord says go, I'll go. I don't care where I'm in a strange church or not. If the Lord says go pray for him, I'll go pray for him. Amen. And listen, not because of what I've done, and I ain't taking no credit whatsoever, but I'll say one thing. When they get saved, I get a blessing from it. I'm going to read one more verse and I'm going to hush. Lord, let me. If I can find it right quick. I read about a child being born, son be given. Government shall be on his shoulders, and name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Peace, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and the peace, there shall be no end. You hear me? Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Huh? It's finished. The plan of salvation is complete. I don't care who you say, who says it ain't. And if you can find anything in that book right there that ain't been fulfilled, I'd like to see it. And I'm not being smart, and I'm the dumbest one of the bunch. Amen. And there's a lot in there I don't know. And if you ask me about it, I couldn't tell you what it means. But I'd like to see it if you can find anything in that scriptures right up there that ain't been fulfilled. Amen. And there's people preaching it all the time. It's a lot of stuff yet to happen. That's the lie of the devil. He finished it and performed it. It's finished. His work, he built the tower because he had enough, praise God, to build it. What? That's what it said. Does a man build one and knowing he ain't got enough money to finish it? Did people laugh at him? No. Goes on down the next verse and said he built it. He built the tower. He had what it took to do the job. The only one that had what it takes to do the job was Jesus Christ. And God accepted it as a sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. Why did it please God Almighty to bruise his own son and offer his soul offering for sin? I'm going to tell you why. It tells you in that verse, read it. Don't it? That he might see his seed and prolong his days. Huh? He know there's going to be some little old ignorant, none-and-luck boys and girls right here at Mountain View needed salvation. 2,000 and something years ago when he was here, when he left. He saw you today and noted you needed salvation and who you think his seed is. Me and you. And we're prolonging his day, his life that he lived, is living through me and you today, carrying on his work. He done his work, finished it, went back to the Father, left it in the church's hands to carry it on. Amen? If you ain't carrying on his work, then you're failing the very one that saved you. That's hard, may be hard, and you may not like it. But I'll guarantee you, if you'll swallow it and eat it, it'll do you good. God had him in his wings, waiting on the time to come. And when he said, in Hebrews, it says, in God's own sunder time. I believe that's the way you say it. He brought forth his son into this world, born of a virgin, raised up, had all kind of problems. Tried their best every way in the world to kill him and do away with him while he is a baby. Ain't that what the world's doing today? Sure it is. They don't want no part of the church. They don't want no part of the Lord. They think if they just don't have no knowledge of him, then they don't have to give an account of their sins. That's wrong. That's the lie of the devil. I don't care how ignorant you are. Praise God, you're going to give an account to God Almighty. You can play ignorant all you want to. It ain't going to kill. Thou unexcusable old man. That's what Scripture says. Find one and put it up to him and see if he'll accept it. He ain't going to accept mine and your excuses. I preached on that one time. He ain't going to accept mine and your excuses. He'll accept a reason, but he ain't going to accept no excuses. If he told you to do something, he told you to do it. He didn't tell Randy to do it. He didn't tell Randy to do it. No, Sir Robert to do it. He told you to do it. God knowed what it was going to take, and in due time, God sent it. And that's all God's going to send. And you're going to hear the gospel preached by some old country man or whoever is going to come through the mother church. You're going to hear that and believe it, or you'll die and go to hell and burn in the lake of fire for eternity. Yes. While we stand, sing a verse of song. That's the only way. He's the door. He's the gate to get into heaven. And you ain't a go unless you're part of his family. And if you ain't been saved by the grace of God, then you're not Israel. Amen. You're an outsider. But I'm glad I'm part of Israel today. Amen. While we stand, sing a verse of a song. Randy comes.
I have church hymnal.